celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
In just a few minutes, we're going to visit with author Brooke Barker. And she's written a book. She's actually drawn and written a book. It's a cute little cartoon book. You know how I like my cartoon books.
Yes, we do, Hal.
She has sad animal facts, and they're actually pretty intriguing facts. And where was the one that I was...
They really are interesting.
Where did it go? Oh, here. Turtles breathe out their butts. Did you know that?
I have to say, that's news to me.
This is just one of the fascinating and amazing facts that we'll learn in just a couple of minutes with Brooke Barker.
There was another one, Hal. You're a big lover of sloths.
Yes, I am. I love myself
a
sloth.
And you know that there are some species of moths that only live on sloths.
There you go. My next life, I want to be a moth that lives on a sloth.
There you go.
A moth sloth.
Yes.
Or sloth moth.
Sloth moth.
Say that five times fast.
So, Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom? I see Sunday's pretty quiet this week.
Yes, she is. You know what I did? I opened the gate and brought her into my office, my studio with me, and she is not making a sound. So she's a whole 6 feet closer to me, but very happy today.
Oh, good. I'm glad she's adapting. And how long do you think she will be with you? Because you are fostering her, right?
Yeah,
I am fostering her. But I'm trying to, get her pictures out there and stuff and let people know, because she is a senior dog. She's 8.
Okay.
And had a pretty tough life, so... I'm just hoping that we can find the perfect home. But, you know, as with most fosters, I think if we don't find that perfect home, she is welcome to stay here with me as long as she wants.
You could become a foster failure.
I could.
Again.
Again.
Okay, that's on the way. Let's go to the phones for your calls first. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Or you can ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
I believe we have Paul on the phone. Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Just fine. How are you today?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I would like to speak to Dr. Debbie about an allergy problem with my miniature schnauzer.
Yeah, you didn't recognize her today because she has this ponytail thing going on, a little pigtail thing.
I sound very young.
What's going on with your schnauzers?
Well, I have two, and they're 3.5 years old, and one is fine. After 2 years of feeding the same feed, I feed lamb and rice, pedigree lamb and rice.
Okay.
And she developed a skin allergy. I've had her to the vet 3 times. I've spent a little over $1,000 at this point.
Wow.
And the vet keeps giving me different medications. Now, there's one medication he gave me for her ears that worked real well. Her ears actually... The allergy actually closes her ears up, and it works real well, but she still has problems with her skin.
Okay, what does she have going on with the skin? What's it look like?
It's red and inflamed. At one point, she lost all the hair on her stomach, and now it's all come back. I give her a bath every week when I come in off the road. The kids stay home with Mama while I'm on the road.
Uh-huh.
And... I give her a bath every week with the special oatmeal shampoo, and then it seems pretty good. It smells, it has an odor. Like, I even mentioned to the vet, I thought it smelled like maybe a yeast infection.
Like old socks.
Yeah, it does, and her fur gets out almost sticky.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then when I give her the bath, she seems a lot better. The next morning, it isn't as inflamed, and then by the time I get home the next week, we start all over again.
So you're trying a bunch of different medical regimens. Has that included, you mentioned some antihistamines, has that included any other type of anti-itch medicines, antibiotics, any other types of products?
He seems to be hooked on Benadryl, and I don't want her living on Benadryl the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there any problem with her taking Benadryl for an extended period of time?
You know, there's really not, as long as, you know, everything else is healthy. And for some pets with mild allergies, there's absolutely nothing wrong with treating them with an antihistamine, almost as a sole therapy. The problem becomes when we have a pet that their itch or their skin disease is bad enough that that just doesn't do enough. So if that's a situation for your baby, then I'm going to say, yeah, I would like to address some of the other things that may be present. And one big thing that you said is that smell, that kind of stinky smell where there's actually like a sticky feel to the skin. There's probably other things kind of tagging along with allergies at that point. So allergies kind of trigger this whole cascade of other things in the body, yeast infection, bacterial infections. So there's other things that I would do. And I usually, like at my office, I like to get a little progressive about some of these things. I take skin samples, say that a lot of times, five times fast, and look under the microscope, because we learn a lot when we look at the surface of the skin. And it may very well be that we need to try an antibiotic round. We may need to try oral yeast medicines to treat what is actually going on in that surface of the skin. Kind of like that, you know, that one commercial where those little green guys are dancing around and they're having a good time down in the people's lungs. That's the way I like to look at the skin, is that there's other stuff dancing around there that we just can't focus on just the allergies alone. That being said, well, I'm not dissing your vet, because like I said, Benadryl is great in some situations. But and then the other thing we look at with allergies is that we can treat allergies symptomatically. We can't cure them. But we can also take a step further and try to find out ways that we can avoid them, certain triggers. Or we can try to kind of change the immune system a bit to try to make it react differently to those allergens. So for some pets, allergy testing is a way to go. Either doing that with a skin testing, usually through a dermatologist, or through a blood testing. So there's a lot of other things we can try in that realm if we really want to get to the nitty-gritty there.
Okay.
And, you know, now medication-wise.
You spoke a lot about food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
She's had the same food all her life. She doesn't eat any people food at all. The only time she gets treats is on the weekends when Daddy's home, and that's chicken. I stay completely away from beef because I have a pet skunk also, and the skunk can't eat beef at all.
So, yeah, food allergies can play definitely a role with, you know, layering on top of inhalant allergies, or what we call the seasonal allergies. So nothing's wrong with lamb and rice. It used to be a great allergy diet many, many years ago, but eventually pets can get sensitized to that. So it might be worthwhile to switch to an alternate protein, maybe something like a duck potato-based food or a venison-based food, and to go with that for a couple months and see if, you know, some of the skin signs, if there's any improvement, because it really can make a difference for a good proportion of people, pets out there. I'm having trouble with the peas today. What is this here? But I would definitely give that a whirl there, Paul. I mean, you know,
okay,
and if you're not happy
buy
with
that
what
PetSmart or
I would work through a veterinarian, because we really want to go with a special hypoallergenic diet. So not that there's not good general foods out there, but if we're working for allergies, we want to get your pet on the right thing, make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck, and your veterinarian can direct you the best way there.
Should my wife separate the two girls at feeding time and feed her the special diet?
I sure would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unless your other pet had the same problem, but I don't see a reason, because in a lot of these cases, you know, we treat the food as a type of medication almost, so we don't really need to give it to the other dog. You know, we're not going to probably do that.
I was so happy you people came on to XM.
Oh, well, thank you very much. So were we.
Glad to be here.
You're very informative, and you're also very entertaining.
Oh, well, good. Thank you very much. Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
I thank you very, very much.
Paul, we appreciate your call today, 1-866-405-8405.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, the Robert Semro Pet Olympic Games event list. That's right. I, like so many other people, really enjoy watching the Olympics. Tremendous athletes from around the world coming together to take part in a series of sporting events. And that got me to thinking, what if we did that for the pet world? First off, I'd love to see a few animal track and field events. So I'm going to start off with the 100-meter dash, and I want to see the fastest dog breeds tee off and race for supremacy.
My top five breeds would be Greyhounds, Salukis, Vizslas, Dalmatians, and German Shepherds. The speed on that track would certainly thrill all. And in the cat division, I'd enjoy watching the following breeds: Bengals, Savannahs, Manx, Siamese, and Ossicats. Then in a bragging rights face-off, I'd love to see the winners duke it out. That's right, speed on speed. I also love to see people flying through the air, and it's incredible to see them reach those heights and distances. However, I'm more impressed when I go and watch an extreme vertical or big air event at a dock dogs competition. These dogs go vertical on average of 7 to 8 feet, and oh yeah, grab a toy while doing so. They can fly 28 feet plus chasing their favorite toy in the big air events. I want to see a pole vaulter or a long jumper make their leap and grab a power bar while doing that. Then I'll be impressed, Olympians. My favorites for the vert event or the big air would be Belgian Malinois, Whippets, Labrador Retrievers, Border Collies, and of course my favorite, the mixed breed. And in the cat non-water landing division, I'll go with the Savannahs, Bengals, Turkish Fans, and Siberians. That'll keep me glued to my TV set, or like many cat lovers, the internet. Cat lovers, I haven't forgot about our shining event. If you know cats, you know climbing and leaping and gymnastics is a breeze for them. So instead of humans, bring out the cats. Let's revamp the gymnastic apparatuses and watch as these cats put on a show. My choice would be Abyssinians, Siamese, Bengals, Burmese, and Siberians. And bird lovers, I know you want in on the action and that you'd prefer a flying event. I understand that, but as the president of the Robert Semro Pet Olympic Committee, I've decided that we'll have birds compete in birdie basketball and the Staircase 100. That's right, bird breeds like parrots playing basketball is often more entertaining than what the human games give us. Also, different bird breeds using their feet and wings to come down the stairs in a safe yet highly entertaining manner is just what the sporting world needs. You know, I could go on for weeks, like the human version, but I'll end this by saying one of the best outcomes of these games would be the people spending time with their pets, being active and cheering on these incredible animals. I want you to share your pet Olympic event ideas on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.